Well, here we are again, another evening on Radio Dolby 89.6 FM. How are we today, Brother Dolby? We're doing well?
Yeah, man, just same old. How about you? You good?
Yeah, I'm okay. I'm just a bit over all the rain we've been having here in Dolby City recently.
Tell me about it, man. What we've got going on tonight?
Well, actually, in a few minutes' time, we've got Chris Eustis. He's due in the studio to talk about his latest music. And then we're going to go into the streets, which we did earlier this week. We went searching in Dolby for new beats.
Talking of beats, how good is this this new beat, man?
Yeah, it's nice. Yeah.
I'm digging it, dude.
Your beats are always great. I don't know why we were looking for new beats in Dolby City, but, you know, I love the beats you come up with for us in our show. You know, it's amazing. It really is.
Well, there's no one else really doing it around here, you know?
Well, not in Dolby City anyway. I'm not quite sure about the rest of the world and that sort of thing, but, you know.
What were you talking about the other beat there?
Mm-hmm.
About drummers. You're saying,
yeah.
You're saying drummers aren't real musicians?
What, did I say that?
Something like that.
No.
No, you did.
What? I don't even know what a musician is, actually. Beats aren't my forte. They're more yours. I just sing stuff and do some like one-finger keyboard things over our music, to be honest. That's what I do.
No, you definitely said it. You definitely said it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you did. It doesn't matter anyway, who cares? You know, it's just fun.
Yeah, I can't speak from a drummer's perspective, actually, but...
Well, that's not what you were saying last week, though, was it, Dylan?
Yeah, me too, actually. But, you know.
Poor drummers, they're always getting shit, aren't they, Dylan?
I'd like to welcome into the studio this evening our very special guest who's flown in all the way to Dolby City from the beautiful St. Cloud, Minnesota. I have Mr. Chris Eustis. That song we're listening to is just finished now, is called Edge of the Carpet and about to be released on a new album tentatively called Natural Selection. And Chris, I want to know, first of all, tell us a little bit about that song, you know, what's it about and how you went about recording it.
Please don't hurt me. First of all, thanks for having me on. I know that this is really the first time we've spoken to each other in earnest. I'm part of a small secret songwriting club where we suggest song titles to each other, and that's where this song came from. It sounds like a cult, but I'm really not being held against my will.
Oh, it sounds like a very nice cult, if it is a cult. We have lots of cults here in Dolby City, and they're not very nice, and they're not voluntary, actually. Hey, but I like this idea of suggesting song titles amongst your band and your group. What sort of ideas and what sort of song titles do you suggest?
I think we're always trying to trip each other up with the title being some kind of joke or double entendre from off the bat, and we always end up with something that's different from what the person intended, I think.
So probably a bit like the song we're listening to at the moment, which is called "I Made Those Fries." Gosh, I've known you, Chris, not in person, but via the wonderful internet for, I hate to think, how long. And you've done wonderful music under your own name, Chris Eustace, but you've been part of many, many groups over the years. Do you want to fill us in a little bit about your whole back catalogue and where you've gone with music?
I suppose it started around MySpace time, which definitely dates things. I met two lovely people from France, two brothers, Frederick and Laurent Junquois, who formed a group with me called Qualified Employees. We made music for a hair over 10 years, I suppose, and I probably still would make music with them. I've just been a bit estranged to people I care about, I guess, because of COVID. After we had made a song or two, I was approached by another fellow who lived in Arran in France, and his name was David Humbert, and he was in a band called Uber Af, which was really fantastic, but he asked if I'd like to make some music with him as well, and we made quite a few songs under the name Restroom Music. It was definitely a few other people I made music with. Everyone's been so fantastic up and down. I've also made a few songs with you as well, Dylan, and those go back quite a way as well, under the name Closed Caption for the Hearing Impaired. And I think some of those are really great songs too.
All of a sudden, Chris, I'm feeling very, very nostalgic. You're right, they were great songs. We need to... I need to get out of the studio and make some more music with you, I think. It's been a long time. And all those other musicians you mentioned, I'm a huge fan of all their music. Incredible stuff. Gosh, the good old days of MySpace. I miss MySpace. It was a wonderful place to go. Speaking of social media and that sort of thing, if people want to listen to your music, where should they go?
For the most part, it's really all over the place, and I should probably clean that up. That's really embarrassing. I started on MySpace, which for lack of words is mostly defunct, although I hear some people still use it. A lot of the older stuff is on Reverb Nation under Chris Eustace, Qualified Employees, Restroom Music, Closed Caption for the Hearing Impaired. But a lot of the new stuff is on Bandcamp, and the newest, of course, being on Spotify and iTunes. I like to hide my demos right on SoundCloud if you're looking to hear very new stuff that I haven't really finished yet.
Thank you so much, Chris. It's been wonderful talking to you here in Dolby City in the studio. You're a beautiful person and an amazing artist. And we're going to finish off with a song you recorded recently called Fire and Orphan.
I just want to say thanks again for letting me do this. And a big thanks to the people who've helped me get to where I am, including my family and my bandmates Robert and Peter, who are very much a part of how all this happens. So thank you again. I was born without a skeleton. Oh, I wish I was in better shape than I'm in. But that won't stop me from addressing you now. Skin. Toss me out in front of an orphanage. Played records until they took me in. We don't need no fire. We don't need no gas. Everything's been covered.
taught myself how to cry. I picked up a shift at 7-Eleven until 9. We didn't want the fire, burn all of your clothes. I am such a liar, ask anyone. We don't need no fire, we don't need no gas. Everything's been covered with the season pass.
City lighting.
Prepare yourself a cocktail and refresh with your hosts Dylan and Andy on Radio Dolby.
All right, it's must be time for the streets. A few days ago, I think we recorded this and we went into the Dolby City music shop. They sell instruments and stuff in there. Drew Dolby, my brother, I love him, but he was going on about trying to find new beats and. Let's go to the music shop. All the musos hang out. Let's explore some new beats. And it was, you know, a little bit disappointing, but I'll play it for you anyway. Here we go. Oh, watch out! Brother Dolby, what are we doing on the streets here? Where are we going? Where are you taking me? I'm confused.
Well, if we're looking for a beat, let's go to a music shop, eh?
I hate music shops where they're all that shiny instruments and all these people who are technically obsessed with their solos and boring classic hits and that sort of thing. It's where the beats we want are here on the streets. Just listen around you. Can you hear it? Listen.
Jesus, I thought you were going to go into a rant about drummers again. I do like this ambience though, eh? This is Dolby. Drillers and bangs.
The sound of drilling concrete.
Yeah, exactly.
It's beautiful.
I do like it.
It's where we get our inspiration from, Brother Dolby. It's right here on the streets of Dolby City.
I miss it when I'm not here. I always do. Dolby City's heart and soul has always been the ambience, the surround sound. There's always a beat going on. I feel you can't come from Dolby and not be into music. You know, even the The cars, the buses, the transport make the most amazing sounds to sample, you know?
Listen to this train coming past. This is what I'm talking about. It's beautiful.
Yeah, it just needs a little beat behind it, eh? We don't sample this, actually.
This is where the inspiration for our music should come from. Not some music shop in the back corner of Dolby City somewhere. Yeah. Trust me.
Yeah. To be honest, I don't really shop at music shops anymore anyway. I just thought it'd be a good idea. Just something to do on the podcast, I guess.
All right, I think this is the music shop you're talking about. Let's go in and have a look. I'll indulge you. Yep, shiny guitars, Fender amps. It's like musical nerd city in here. I don't like it. Look at all these strings. How many guitar strings do you need? Oh, that pianist. That's actually much more interesting what we usually hear in here.
I always feel out of place in these sort of shops, you know? I guess they don't cater to this sort of electronic crowd, do they? It's all music snobbery.
Yeah.
Drum kits and bloody 12-string guitars. Who gives a shit about that stuff?
Alright, let's go down the back and listen to these drummers for whatever reason you want to do that for. I don't know.
You are still on that drummer tip, aren't you?
A little bit, yeah.
What have these drummers ever done to you, man? Jesus.
It's a long story.
I guess we probably should tone it down now, though. Let's next one is coming on. Let's go.
Okay, this guy, Brother Dolby, he sounds like something you'd be into.
Oh, I do like this drummer, Dylan. This is a nice beat, eh? Can imagine chopping this up, getting something amazing happening with it. Again, no disrespect.
Oh, see, Dolby, listen to this. I'm appreciating you so much more with every single beat that I hear, to be honest. So what are we doing in here?
I have no idea, man. Like I said, I'm not a drummer, eh? I just thought if we're coming down to this shop, we'd get a few guys knocking out some beats. Bloody hell, what is that noise, though? That banging, it's driving me nuts.
It's the streets of Dolby City, it's where it's at.
It's a nightmare, man. New song.
Beat one. Beat two. Beat three. Beat four. One, two, three, four. I come knocking at your door. In the middle of the night. Gonna set it all right. Just me in the big city. Just not that big, it's Dolby. It's me in the big city. Just you and me in Dolby City. Choose some people say, hey, why would I want to buy a house in Dolby City? We're here at Dolby Real Estate. We've got those answers for you. If you want to hear them, you need to come and talk to us in person.
Calm down in your electric water bath whilst being amused and soothed by your hosts, Dylan and Andy, only on Radio Dolby.
Well, that about well, wraps up another week here in Dolby City and on your favorite radio station, Radio Dolby 89.6 FM. Hopefully we'll see you again next week. We've got some good guests coming on next week. I'm not sure who they are. Actually, people are starting to queue up a little bit. You know, like, you know, people saying, hey, I'd like to come on your show. You know, it's just actually, the, you know, it's quite hard to actually get them to find where Dolby City is and get here and sit on the seat and do the interview. But we're doing well. So we've got someone coming next week. I won't tell you who it is. Let's say it's a surprise, actually, who's coming on the show. Anyway, while Brother Dolby is he's scratching up a party, or I don't know what you say in the land of DJs, we're going to go out with a song of the week, and it's called Just Stop and Listen. Just Stop and Listen. They say that living round the streets of Dolby City can be really lonely. But living here is the only place where I feel that I can be free. Be free. Street, but when you're sitting around at home, you just can't feel it. It's like monsters in your brain. It won't take away your routine pain. You gotta walk it off on the streets of Dolby City. Just stop and listen. 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 Just be footsteps or the sound of rain, but it's more than what it seems. I shouldn't have to explain. It's part of living here deep in the DC. It's more than just breathing. It's feeling the beat. It's magic. It's motion. It's surround sound. You just gotta plug in your speakers and stick around and make sure your ears are set to tune to the right rhythm. Do it quick, do it soon, because you don't want to go through life without hearing the music. It's music. Can you hear it? Can you hear it? Just stop listen. Just stop and 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 listen.
I'm listening to Radio Dolby 89.6 FM, actually. It's alright, eh? It gets better as you go along, you know? And it grows with age. It's like fine wine. I feel like wine. I don't like wine, actually, but, you know.